This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by Audio Journal. Welcome to Community News, a program sponsored in part by the Lions Clubs of Millbury, Leicester, and Oxford. And thanks to the Memorial Foundation for the Blind and the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind for their ongoing support. In the next hour, I will be reading recent articles about Auburn, Grafton, Millbury, and Sutton from a variety of news sources covering these communities. This is Arnie Wensky. Thank you for joining me. We begin with information, articles, and announcements for the town of Auburn. There is no select board meeting scheduled for Monday, August 3rd. However, there are a few meetings on Tuesday, August 4th, including the Auburn Housing Authority starts at 5:30 p.m. at 200 Oxford Street, followed by the Agricultural Committee at 7 p.m. in the conference room at Conference Room 1, that is, at Town Hall, and finally Elm Hill Water District, 7 p.m. at 55 Jerome Avenue. Please note that meetings are subject to change. Please call 508-832-7720 for any questions or requiring more information. Next announcement from the Auburn, Mass. Facebook page dated July 31st. Central Massachusetts Mosquito Control Project personnel will be in your community to respond to residents' concerns about mosquitoes in their area on the following dates: August 4th, August 11th, August 18th, August 25th. These are all Tuesdays. All dates are subject to change due to weather conditions, mosquito populations, mosquito virus activity, and or special event spraying. This program will shut down when cool nighttime temperatures become predominant in the area. A detailed notice about the spray schedule is posted on the Central Massachusetts Mosquito Control Project website, or you can call the following number at the CMMCP office at 508-393-3055. Following reminder from the town of Auburn about Summer Farmers and Cultural Market held every Thursday 4 to 7 p.m. through September 3rd at the Pappas Recreation Complex. For more information, call 508-832-7736. Next announcement from the town of Auburn, voting by mail in 2026. Auburn voters can vote early by mail in all 2026 elections. Watch your mail 45 days before each statewide election. A prepaid vote by mail application is mailed to registered voters. Already applied? If you already applied for the upcoming election, you will not get another application. However, when you do get that other application, fill it out, request a ballot for the next statewide election or for all 2026 elections. Sign it and mail it back. Primaries only. If you are unenrolled, choose which party you want, which party ballot you'd like. State primary deadline, request a ballot for the September 1st, 2026 state primary by Tuesday, August 25th, 2026 by 5 p.m. Need another application? You can download a vote by mail application if you can't print it. Any assigned request may be used to apply. Call the town clerk's office with any questions at 508-832-7701. Next announcement from the town of Auburn. Special town meeting on October 27th. The warrant is open starting on June 15th at 8 a.m., but it closes on August 12th at 4 p.m. To submit a warrant article, residents need to go to the town clerk's office and get a blank petition form. After getting 100 signatures, submit it to the town manager's office. We suggest more than 100 signatures to allow for a buffer against non-residents, non-registered voters, or ineligible signatures. The town clerk's office is located at 104 Central Street, and the town manager's office is at 102 Central Street. For additional information, call 508-832-7720. Next announcement from the town of Auburn. 2026 Summer in the Park Concert Series, Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. During the month of August, starting with August 6, is Doc 70s and 80s music. On August 13th, it's Below Deck, Yacht Rock. On August 20th, there's Forever Fab, a Beatles tribute. And on August 27th, there's Aquanet, which is 80s rock. And finally, the last concert of the season will be on September 3rd, Petty Larceny, a Tom Petty tribute. Riley Pappas Performance Pavilion at the Dr. Arthur and Dr. Martha Pappas Recreation Complex every Thursday through September 3rd, starting at 6 to 8 p.m. Next announcement comes from the town of Auburn's police department's Facebook page. Our back-to-school drive is in full swing. We are collecting in the lobby of the police department and also have links for you to shop from. Help us support the Auburn Youth and Family Services to ensure all Auburn students have a successful year. This is the back-to-school supply drive until August 15th to support the Auburn Youth and Family Services. Donations needed include backpacks, pencil pouches, pens, pencils, highlighters, colored pencils, crayons, markers, dry erase markers, notebooks, folders, 1 and 1.5 inch binders, black Sharpies, stylus, gift cards are also very much appreciated. Want us to buy for you? Send your donation to the Auburn Youth and Family Services. The donation makes a big impact. We will shop for the required supplies on your behalf. Drop-off locations are Auburn Police Department Lobby throughout the duration of the drive and Auburn Summer Send-Off at Lemansky Park on August 11th. Have any questions? Contact the Auburn Youth and Family Services Group at 508-832-5707. The following announcements are from the Auburn Senior Center at Four Goddard Drive in Auburn. Phone 508-832-7799. The Senior Center is open Monday and Friday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The first announcement for the month of August is the East-West Duo on Monday, August 10th, starting at 12:45. To reserve a spot, 508-832-7799. Join us for musical entertainment with East-West Duo and an ice cream social sponsored by the Friends of the Auburn Senior Center. Then on Tuesday, August 11th at 1 p.m., Tick Disease, What You Should Know. As warmer weather brings more outdoor activities, it's important to be aware of tick-borne diseases. Join us for an information presentation on tick-borne diseases and learn common tick-borne illnesses, including Lyme disease, signs and symptoms to watch for after a tick bite, effective prevention strategies for you and your family, proper tick removal techniques, and when to seek medical attention and treatment. Don't miss this opportunity to gain valuable information for staying safe and healthy during tick season. Dr. Harvey Claremont will provide a comprehensive overview and explain everything you need to know. To reserve a spot for the program Tick Disease on Tuesday, August 11th at 1 p.m., call 508 832-7799. The next program is Wednesday, August 12th at 1 p.m., all about brain health. Looking to keep your mind sharp and stay informed? Come join us for a fun and friendly presentation with Kim Church, home care consultant for Right at Home. She knows how to talk about the important stuff in a way that's easy to understand, and she truly cares about helping people live well as they age. This talk is all about brain health, what you can do to keep your brain active, what's fact and what's fiction, and how to plan ahead with confidence. The presentation is relaxing and interactive, so feel free to ask questions, share information, or just listen in. There will be fun prizes and giveaways and plenty of time to mingle. This on Wednesday, August 12th at 1 p.m., all about brain health. To reserve a spot, call 508-832-7799. And then there's a creative writing program, The Short Story, on Tuesdays from August 11th through September 15th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. There's a limit of 12 participants due to workshop format. Spaces are filling fast. Many of us have imagined ourselves as a published author. We have the creativity, or at least we want to develop it, to craft a story. Perhaps there is even a real-life event that is too painful to write as a memoir, but it would work splendidly as a short story. The short story is usually where people start when they want to write, but it is actually a tricky process that requires a strong structure and a commitment to explore that structure and process to illustrate an engaging tale. It's time to get busy drafting that story. Join us at the writing workshop starting on Tuesday, August 11th through Tuesday, September 15th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. To register for this program, call the Senior Center at 508-832-7799. Reminder that the Men's Club will not be back until September 8th at 9 a.m. The next program at the Senior Center will be Honky Tonk Piano with Gary Lindgren on Monday, August 24th, starting at 1 p.m. By popular demand, the original Honky Tonk Piano Man, Gary Lindgren, returns. Join us for an afternoon of hand-clapping and toe-tapping, entertainment, and sing-along fun. Enjoy a refreshing root beer or Coke float while you listen. That on Monday, August 24th at 1 p.m. For reservation, please call 508-832-7799. Then on Wednesday, August 26th at 1 p.m., Tech Essentials for Seniors. Tech Essentials for Seniors with instructor Scott Bader. Designed specifically for older adults, this engaging session makes technology easy to understand and use. Learn the basics of the internet and discover the apps and tools that can simplify everyday life, from online shopping and social media to the exciting possibilities of artificial intelligence. You'll gain practical digital skills, including how to create strong passwords, understand website cookies, protect your personal information, and recognize online scams. With a focus on safety, confidence, and convenience, this session will help you feel more comfortable navigating today's digital world. There will be plenty of time for questions and discussion on Wednesday, August 26th at 1 p.m. Tech Essentials for Seniors with instructor Scott Bader. On Wednesday, August 26th, call to register at 508-832-7799. Our next announcement from the Auburn Senior Center is about the community pantry. Thank you to Ella for her dedication and hard work in establishing community pantry at the Senior Center. The pantry is here to support members of our community, and we encourage you to help spread the word to anyone who may benefit from its resources. Donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Needed items include non-perishable food, cleaning supplies, personal hygiene products, pet food, school supplies, and other essential household items. Take what you need and leave what you can. Next announcement from the Auburn Senior Center, Transportation Services. The Auburn Senior Center and the Worcester Regional Transit Authority offer shared ride transportation for Auburn residents age 60 and older, individuals with disabilities of all ages. The van provides home pickup and may make additional stops for other riders to set up an account or schedule a ride. Call the WRTA, the Worcester Regional Transit Authority, at 508-752-9283. Also, on a daily basis, join us each morning for complimentary coffee, tea, and pastries. Browse our selection of books and puzzles, all available free of charge. Stop in, relax, and enjoy the Auburn Senior Center. Lunch is served daily at the Auburn Senior Center. On Thursdays, lunch is served at 11:45 a.m. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, lunch is served at noon. However, remember, if you would like to join us for lunch, please make your reservation 2 days in advance by calling 508-832-7799, a $3 suggested donation. And the daily lunches for the next week, starting on Wednesday, August 5th, hot dog, baked beans, coleslaw. On Thursday, August 7th, braised beef, mashed potatoes, green beans. And then on Friday, August 6th, jambalaya, rice pilaf, mixed vegetables. And then on Monday, August 10th, American chop suey, broccoli and carrots and corn. And on Tuesday, August 11th, burgers with onions and peppers, pasta salad, sweet potato fries. And Wednesday, August 12th, chicken piccata, lemon seasoned rice, jardiniere blend vegetables. To reserve a spot, please call 2 days in advance at the Auburn Senior Center, 508-832-7799. Our next announcement is from the Auburn Public Library. First-time homebuyers, join us for a first-time homebuyers presentation with Tanya Thomas. Learn about navigating the process of buying your very first home. This event is part of our Summer Reading 2026 programming lineup. Summer Reading 2026 is funded by Savers Bank in collaboration with the Friends of the Auburn Public Library. This program, First-Time Homebuyers, will be presented on Thursday, August 27th, starting at 6 to 7 p.m. at the Auburn Senior Center. It's free to attend, but the registration is required. And again, ages 18 or plus. And for more information, call the Auburn Public Library at 508-832-7790. The Auburn Veterans Service Officer will have a meet and greet on Wednesday, August 19th, starting at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Auburn Senior Center. Please join the Veterans Service Officer, who can help you navigate local, state, and federal benefits if you are a veteran. Next article comes from the July 24th, 2026 edition of the Yankee Express. Pecatawag, where the river bends. The half acre of land that the Greater Worcester Land Trust and the Quinsigamon Band of the Nipmuc worked for many years to preserve. This half acre piece of land that's on the Auburn-Worcester line, accessed by a 70-foot wide strip in a small cul-de-sac development on Ellie Way, who could imagine that this green brush-filled entrance would lead to a spring sacred to these indigenous people. According to research conducted by Worcester Polytechnic Institute, the Nipmuc, whose name in Algonquin means people of the water, occupied an enormous portion of the land. All of central Massachusetts, from the New Hampshire, Vermont borders south to Tolland and Windham counties in Connecticut, and the northwest portion of Rhode Island, east to the Natick Sudbury area, and west to the Connecticut River Valley. Their economic and subsistence cycles consisted of hunting, gathering, planting, and harvesting in their seasons, continues the research. Their scattered villages were linked together by kinship, ties, trade alliances, and common enemies. Often thought of as wanderers, they were instead careful planners and good stewards of the land upon which they lived. In central Massachusetts, three major villages existed for thousands of years before the appearance of Europeans: Quinsigamon, Anacomsett, and Patchicoag. The Patchicoag village, the largest of the three, roughly ran along the Worcester-Auburn line and included land where the College of the Holy Cross now sits. The Holy Cross connection is how this half-acre preservation effort started. Professor Thomas Doughton, himself a Nipmuc, and Kathy Robertson both worked at Holy Cross. When Doughton talked to her about the Patchicoag village and the Nipmuc history, they brainstormed on how best to preserve what could still be protected. Colin Novick, executive director of the Greater Worcester Land Trust, worked with Doughton and others on a documentary film, Patchicoag, Where the River Bends, viewable on YouTube. An aerial map of Worcester clearly shows where the river, now called the Blackstone, bends around Patchicoag Hill. Doughton identified this location, said Novick, about Lot 9 on Ellie Way. Research of historic documents identified a footprint of a spring that was important to the Nipmuc family. It was the spring the Patchicoag Nipmuc went to for celebrations or sacred meetings, where they could go to when they felt threatened, a site that could be fortified and provide them with fresh water. The land looks underwhelming from the street, acknowledged Novick of Lot 9. You're in a subdivision, but when you enter the wetland, you feel like you're somewhere wilder. You're on a waterway that will take you to the Blackstone River, which will take you down to Providence and then into Narragansett Bay. That waterway route was instrumental to the Nipmuc weather for fishing or moving goods for trading. We spent a long time talking about what site we wanted to protect, explained Novick. We descended the slope to the wetlands and walked down to a source spring for where a brook begins that runs into a drainage canal near Route 20. Lot number 9 is one of the last lots to access where that brook starts. As it happens with land that is purchased for preservation, Lot 9 could be the start to access back parcels that could be protected. This could become something greater, said Novak, as over the next couple of decades more land is added to it. The way the collaboration evolved is precedent-setting in land preservation in Massachusetts. The GWLT owns the property, but the Nipmuc decide how the land will be utilized. The trust bought the land with a state grant in 2022. A conservation restriction is on the land that both the Auburn Select Board and Worcester City Council have signed off on. It now before Rebecca Tepper, Secretary of the Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs, whose office is scrutinizing the arrangement as it is so unique. So right now, we're stuck in limbo trying to land the plane, said Novick. We're all trying to figure out what are some different tools we can use to work with Indigenous partners. The Indigenous group is running the day-to-day affairs of the property, access, signage, interpretation. And the land trust is making sure the land never goes away. That's a different model. This is a pilot which sets precedent, so everyone wants to think long and hard before you do something novel. Sadly, Thomas Doughton died on February 3rd, 2024. As it said in his obituary, the world suddenly became less interesting when he died. Thomas was a Native American Indian of African and Irish heritage. He was grandson of Carl Chief Suncloud Oscar Bates and Gladys Hennessy Bates. His roots in the Worcester area ran deep. During his lifetime, he traced his ancestry back to the 1700s. His great-great-great-grandfather, Thomas Hazard, was a soldier in the American Revolutionary War. In the documentary, Cheryl Tony Hawley, the female leader of the Hassaminisco Band of the Nipmuc Indians in Nipmuc Nation, said, "Preservation just means something different to us. It doesn't mean a place that's untouched, that no one else can use. There's use associated with the relationship. So if you have a relationship with your mom gives you love, you give love back. It's the same thing with the relationship to the land. So part of the reason why my community, the Nipmuc community, is struggling right now, I suppose, with their identity is that we have lost that relationship to the land. Because of that, we have lost our relationship with each other. And that is important because we are all part of the same world, the plants, the animals, the people, the water, the stones. We all have a relationship to each other. We all have a responsibility to each other to take care of each other. So that's why land preservation is important to us. It's not just something to look at, but something to live with." Patchacoag, Where the River Bends, is a documentary produced by the College of Holy Cross and the Greater Worcester Land Trust. The next announcement from the Yankee Express: August event at the Auburn Public Library. The library is located at 369 Southbridge Street. Call 508-832-7790. This program, The Legacy of Julia Child's Kitchen, a virtual author talk with Smithsonian curator Paula L. Johnson, will be held on Tuesday, August 4th from 2 to 3 p.m. This program is funded by the Friends of the Auburn Public Library. Join this conversation that's sure to warm your heart and make your stomach rumble as they delve into the legacy of cooking icon Julia Child with Smithsonian curator and public historian Paula J. Johnson, author of Julia Child's Kitchen, the design, tools, stories, and legacy of an iconic space. The book includes interviews with chefs who knew Julia well, commentaries on her favorite culinary tools and kitchen gadgets, and a stunning array of photos. Call the Auburn Public Library to register or follow the link, but call at 508-832-7790. Once again, the Auburn Public Library at 369 Southbridge Street, for the program on Tuesday, August 4th, from 2 to 3 p.m., The Legacy of Julia Child's Kitchen, a virtual author talk with Smithsonian curator Paula L. Johnson. The next program at the Auburn Public Library, Gorgeous Gardens of New England, Part 2, Ages 18 and Older, held on Wednesday, August 12th, starting at 6 to 7:15 p.m. in the Merriam Room at the Auburn Public Library. Joanne Pearson returns to Auburn Public Library for Gorgeous Gardens of New England, Part 2. In this presentation, she will visit Edith Wharton's home, the Mount, and a second Massachusetts nearby estate Naumkeag. At both properties, the designs for the magnificent grounds and gardens were created in part by their female owners. Then it is off to four gardens in Connecticut, including the English-inspired Hollister House Garden and the equally inspiring White Flower Farm. Among the remaining five properties that will be visited, three are probably known or unknown to most and well worth a visit. Registration required, ages 18 or older. About the presenter, before Joanne Pearson was a photographer, she was a landscape architect. She left that career to pursue one in photography, but carried her design training and knowledge along with a great appreciation for beautiful gardens, landscapes, and travel. Once again, Gorgeous Gardens of New England Part 2 on Wednesday, August 12th from 6 to 7 p.m. in the Miriam Room at the Auburn Public Library. The following news, information, and announcements are for the town of Auburn. Our first article from the July 30th edition of the Grafton News, on-site cannabis consumption licensing up for discussion. Grafton officials will hold a listening session for residents and business owners to voice their concerns regarding a potential social consumption bylaw or regulation for the town. The move comes after the town's health agent, Annette Garcia, presented a new regulation by the State Cannabis Control Commission that would allow on-site consumption of cannabis at licensed social consumption establishments. Adults over 21 could buy and consume cannabis on-site at licensed marijuana establishments known as MEs, sanctioned events, and non-cannabis businesses that partner with licensees, according to a memo from Garcia. Garcia said the regulations do not allow sales of alcohol and or tobacco in the same establishment or event. Grafton can opt in to allow permitting for on-site consumption at existing marijuana establishments or for temporary consumption events or for non-cannabis businesses to host such activities when partnered with qualifying licensed marijuana establishments. Garcia gave examples of the three options. First, an existing marijuana establishment could open a lounge on their premises or elsewhere to allow on-site consumption. Second, an event could request a temporary permit for an on-site consumption area, for instance, at a festival or concert. And finally, number three, businesses that do not ordinarily sell cannabis, such as a yoga studio, could create a separate area and partner with a cannabis establishment to allow its patrons to consume cannabis there. Select board members said they would like to hold listening sessions to get the town's residents and businesses to weigh in on the subject. Select board chair Andrew Jefferson reminded everyone that the matter would have to come before the town meeting. Town Administrator Evan Broussard counseled a slow approach, not inventing the wheel while the town waits for more detailed guidance regarding a possibly bylaw or zoning and for other towns to craft their bylaws and or regulations. Garcia said the Cannabis Control Commission expected that it would be about 12 to 18 months before the first permits were issued. Our next announcement comes from the Grafton Police Department, dated July 28th. The countdown is on. We're excited to host our believed to be 21st Annual National Night Out Community Block Party on Tuesday, August 4th, starting at 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Grafton Police Station, 28 Providence Road in Grafton. There'll be opportunities to meet your neighbors, meet your police, and build a stronger Grafton. There'll be games, giveaways, and family fun. Free event. All are welcome on Tuesday, August 4th, 2026, National Night Out. Together, we build a safer community. Next announcement from the town of Grafton, dated July 23rd. The Worcester Regional Transit Authority Advisory Board has approved the elimination of routes A and B and set the last day of service as Friday, August 28th, 2026. This elimination will affect services at the Grafton Stop and Shop and the Grafton MBTA station. This will be also affect in Northbridge and the surrounding area. Additional information on these closures can be found on the WRTA website. Once again, why is this change being made? Routes A and B had the lowest ridership in the WRTA system. The operating costs continued to increase. Public input was gathered before a final decision was made. We can help connect you with WRTA fixed route bus service where available, free travel training to learn how to use the fixed route system, Grafton Council on Aging Services for eligible riders, and the Northbridge Council on Aging Services for eligible drivers. Comes from the Community Advocate, dated July 29th, 2026. Proposed for Grafton, 48-unit affordable project design for seniors. Grafton, a new senior housing project may be coming to Grafton. Worcester Community Housing Resources, Inc. has applied through Chapter 40B to construct a 48-unit residential rental development to be located on a parcel of land at 25 Worcester Street near Grafton Common and Bushell and Peck. It is our opinion that this project fits within the scale of development that the Grafton Affordable Housing Trust identified in their RFP, request for proposal, and will fit comfortably on the site. Worcester County Housing Resources, Inc. was selected by the Affordable Housing Trust to develop the site as affordable housing for seniors. A letter addressed to Select Board Chair Andy Jefferson reads, the 2.4-acre parcel currently undeveloped is currently owned by the Grafton Affordable Housing Trust and Worcester Community Housing Resources is the designated developer with an executed option agreement dated March 14, 2024. The 47,490 square foot building with 14,000 square foot footprints would be among the most affordable places to live in town. 16% of units would be reserved for those making 30% of the area median income, with 84% of units reserved for those making 60% of the area median income. Those restrictions would be in place permanently. The project would feature 48 one-bedroom apartments of affordable housing within a single three-story building. There would be 68 on-site parking spaces, and application documents say that the parcel is firmly in the heart of Grafton, near many amenities, green space, the post office, religious centers, the library, and town hall are within a half mile. The project will have numerous outside spaces for residents to utilize, including, but not limited to, a pergola for partial shade seating, a common shared patio, a community garden, an open lawn, a pollinator garden, and ADA-compliant pathways throughout the outside space to allow for better accessibility to outside areas. The outdoor space is ideally suited for elders by creating opportunities for both passive and active recreation and for informal socializing. There are no known wetlands on the site. The building orientation will be easy for visitors and residents to navigate, the application reads. Article from the Community Advocate, dated July 20th, 2026. Grafton author pens New York Times bestseller. Grafton. After writing several successful elementary-level books, Grafton resident Maddie Frost decided to venture into the middle school realm. She dipped her foot into the water, unsure what to expect. It turned out to be a huge success. Her book, Really Ruby, can now be found in bookstores across the country. Frost has sold foreign rights to 16 publishers, and the title became a New York Times bestseller, perhaps the most widely recognized honor in the literary space. It's amazing it was received so well on my first try, Frost said. The story follows 11-year-old Ruby Fox, who has plans to go to sleepaway camp for the very first time. She and her best friend, Riley Swisher, were planning to go together until Riley breaks her ankle, leaving Ruby on her own. After writing Capybara with Friends with Everyone, Beer in a Bathrobe, and several books in the Wombats series, Frost wanted to branch out from the elementary level. She always knew she wanted to do a diary-style book, and she chose a real-life experience, her trip to a summer camp in Maine, as the plot's inspiration. It's the most personal thing I've ever written. What's amazing is that as soon as you show an ounce of vulnerability to the world, you let people in. The response is people feel connected to you. They relate to you, Frost said. And in case you're wondering, it's Ruby, not Ruby. That's R-U-B-I-E. Her character wasn't Ruby with a Y. As a writer, a name is everything, and you can tell so much about a character by their name. In my head, she was never a Ruby. It was Ruby with an I and an E. There'll be more on that in the next book, said Frost. Next article from the Community Advocate, dated July 21st, 2026, Community Advocate Athlete of the Week, Hayden Fairhurst, Grafton and Worcester Academy. Grafton. Hayden Fairhurst, a Grafton native, has been selected to compete in USA Baseball's 15U Northeast NTIS Champion Cup, an event in Cary, North Carolina, that brings together some of the nation's best ballplayers. He is a member of Worcester Academy's class of 2030, catching and playing both corner infield spots. Question from the Advocate. What was your reaction when you found out you were invited to this event? I was so excited. When I was 12, I tried out and I didn't make it to the next round. This is a time for me to enjoy, realize who I am, and play some baseball. It's having fun, going out, and playing with all my friends. It's a great experience to meet new people and get yourself out there. Next question from the Advocate. Baseball is a difficult sport. What keeps you motivated? When Michael Jordan didn't make his varsity basketball team, he kept trying and trying and trying. It's the same thing in baseball. You don't always win games. It's a losing sport, but you keep trying, keep pushing. Next question from the Advocate. Who do you model your game after? Right now, I'd have to say probably Philadelphia Phillies catcher J.T. Realmuto. I'm a big Phillies fan. I'm all Philadelphia Phillies, Flyers, Sixers, Eagles, everyone. Realmuto has been exciting to watch. Next question from the Advocate. What's your favorite meal? Probably a steak. Probably some mashed potatoes on the side. What cut? Probably ribeye. Get a little flavor in there. Next question from the Advocate. What's on your playlist right now? I'm a big country fan, a really, really big country fan. We're talking Morgan Wallen, Zach Bryan, Zach Brown, Ella Langley. That's a new one right now. Next question. If you could travel anywhere, where would you go? Probably Hawaii. It's a very exciting place. I played Hawaii's team in Cooperstown, and their play style is just very intense. I want to go through training day with them. And the final question, movie or TV show recommendations? His response, I've been watching SWAT. It's really good. Next announcement from the Community Harvest Project, Inc. in Grafton, dated July 29. Join us from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. early Thursday shift. And don't forget that we host drop-in volunteers Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. We can't do this work without volunteers like you. That's Community Harvest Project early Thursday volunteer shifts, Thursdays in July and August from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Harvest Project is located at 37 Wheeler Road in North Grafton. For information or questions, please call their number at 774-551-6544. Next announcement from the Grafton News, the third annual Hometown Heroes Local Legends Concert at Mill Villages Park on Saturday, August 8th, South Grafton's Mill Village Park, will be the site of the third annual Hometown Heroes. For information, call 508-873-1767. Following news information and announcements are for the towns of Sutton and Millbury. We begin with an article from the Millbury Sutton Chronicle, dated July 30th, 2026. Important message from Sutton Public Schools. In accordance with state and federal regulations, the Sutton Public Schools will destroy the special education IEP and 504 student records for any student that left the district prior to June 30th, 2019. This is in accordance with Massachusetts Student Records Regulation, which states that school districts are required to destroy such records after a period of 7 years. If a student would like their records, they may request them before August 27, 2026 by written request to Julie Mitchell, Special Education Office, Sutton Public Schools, 409 Boston Road, or by email. Please note that this does not apply to student transcripts, records of grades, which shall be retained for 60 years after the student leaves the school. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to call 508-581-1615. The next article from the Millbury Sutton Chronicle, dated July 30th, 2026, Millbury considers rodenticide policy. At its July 14th meeting, Millbury's select board had the first reading of a potential policy prohibiting the use of rodenticide on town properties and by town employees. The rodenticides are second-generation anticoagulant rodenticides, or SGARs, which are used to eliminate rodent population but have been found to be dangerous to non-target prey, that is, animals that could consume the rodents and then be harmed. The board planned to hold three readings before considering adoption of the policy. The board heard a presentation earlier this year on the dangers of rodenticides and based this policy on those adopted by surrounding towns. The policy applies to usage by employees of the town of Millbury as well as third-party vendors hired by the town and applies it to town property, that is buildings, grounds, parks, conservation areas, cemeteries, and public right of way. The following announcements are from the Millbury Public Library Facebook page, dated July 31st, 2026. If you enjoyed our Microsoft classes back in May, then expand your knowledge with help from our digital navigators. They'll show you the basics of Word, Excel, Google Drive, and Google Sheets on Thursday at 4 p.m. starting in August. To register, call the Millbury Public Library at 508-865-1181. The next program announcement from the Millbury Public Library, dated July 30th. Have questions about library-specific technology? Learn to use library tools and services in these classes with the Digital Navigators on Thursday at 11 a.m. That's Thursday, August 6th. The library has multiple options for your printing needs. Come learn them all. We'll also cover how to use the online events calendar, how to use a Libby app and for ebooks on your Kindle, and how to use the CW Mars app to place holds on books from the comfort of your home. All experience levels are welcome. Just bring your preferred device. You may sign up for one of the classes or all of them. Once again, that program will be held on Thursday, August 6th at 11 a.m. You may call the library for more information or to register at 508-865-1181. The following announcement is from the Town of Sutton's Facebook page. The HERO Act, Motor Vehicle Excise Exemptions for Disabled Veterans. The HERO Act has changed the manner in which eligibility is determined for motor vehicle exemptions for disabled veterans. Under this act, eligibility will be based on a disability determination by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. To qualify for the exemptions, veterans need to submit a letter of determination from the VA confirming that they have a 100% disability rating or are deemed unemployable due to their service-connected disability. This exemption can be applied to only one vehicle registered to the veteran. For more information, call the assessor's office, that's the Sutton Assessor's Office, at 508-865-8722. The following announcement is from the Millbury Fire Department's Facebook page, dated Saturday, August 1st. Early this morning, riders participating in the Pan Mass Challenge made their way through the streets of Millbury, passing through the center of town. To show our support, members of the Millbury Fire Department positioned the tower and proudly displayed a large American flag over the roadway as the cyclists passed beneath it. A special thank you to Tyler Mullally, Timothy Cluett, and Adam Roy for taking the time to set up the truck and flag display. We'd also like to extend our sincere appreciation to the Holden Fire Department for graciously allowing us to borrow their American flag to help make this tribute possible. Best of luck to all the Pan Mass Challenge riders, and thank you for riding to support such an incredible cause. The following activities will be presented at the Millbury Senior Center for the month of August. Join us for these upcoming events. On Wednesday, August 5th, Senator Moore will be holding office hours from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Stop by to speak with a representative from Senator Moore's office. Then, on Thursday, August 13th, there's a movie, The Last Laugh, produced in 2019 at 12:30 p.m. Sit back, relax, and enjoy a great movie with friends. On Tuesday, August 18th, get set up at 11 a.m. Learn how to navigate the Get Set Up online learning platform. On Wednesday, August 19th, there's a hearing clinic by appointment, free hearing screenings provided by Hearing Health Solutions. On Thursday, August 20th, entertainment and lunch at 11 a.m. Enjoy live entertainment and delicious lunch. Then on Monday, August 24th, Coffee Talk at 9 a.m. Join us for coffee conversation and community. On Monday, August 24th, Craft with Celeste at 1 p.m. Get creative and have fun. All supplies are provided. Tuesday, August 25th, Memory Cafe at 12:30 p.m., a welcoming gathering for those living with memory challenges and their caregivers. And finally, on Thursday, August 27th, Senior Voices Roundtable from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Be part of the conversation. Help shape our community. For these and other activities during the month of August at the Millreese Senior Center, please call 508-865-9154 or stop by the Millreese Senior Center to reserve your spot. The Millreese Senior Center is open Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Friday, 8 a.m. to noon. The following article is from the Worcester Business Journal dated July 28, 2026. Once popular chain closing mass restaurant, leaving three left in the state. The TGI Fridays in Millbury is closing. One of the four remaining TGI Fridays in Massachusetts is closing its doors for good, leaving just three left in the state. The TGI Fridays in Millbury posted on Facebook it will be closing, but did not share the date of the closure. Employees of the restaurant were unable to be contacted on Tuesday. TGI Fridays website, however, no longer lists Millbury as one of its locations. After much consideration, we have made the difficult decision to close the TGI Fridays location. The post reads, "We are incredibly grateful for the opportunity to serve you over the years and to be part of your celebrations, milestones, and memories. Your loyalty and support have meant so much to us. With the impending closure of the Millbury restaurant, TGI Fridays will have just three locations left in Massachusetts. They are Methuen, Stoughton, and Everett, Massachusetts, according to the company's website. Founded in 1965, TGI Fridays is known for its casual meals, appetizers, and cocktails. In November 2024, TGI Fridays filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, citing mounting debt and financial challenges that were aggravated by COVID-19 pandemic. Following the bankruptcy, the number of TGI Fridays in the United States has shrunk from over 300 locations to just 71 as of July 28, 2026. Following reminder is from the Asa Waters Mansion in Millbury. Millbury Farmers Market at the Mansion. The third Thursday of the month through the month of October, starting at 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. The Asa Waters Mansion is located at 123 Elm Street in Millbury. Following announcement is from the Sutton Historical Society annual potluck picnic. Join us, the Sutton Historical Society, on Friday, August 7th at 6:30 p.m. at the Eight Lots Schoolhouse, 54 Eight Lots Road in Sutton, for the annual potluck dinner and scholarship presentation. Share your favorite appetizer, main dish, dessert, or beverage. Bring a chair or blanket, as seating is not provided. Paper goods will be provided. The event is open to all members and the general public. Schoolhouse tours will be given. This community news program is a production of Audio Journal, a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network. If you'd like a hard copy of our program schedule, either in large print or braille, please call 508-797-1117. Archived editions of this program are available at our website, audiojournal.org, or go to the Audio Journal app on your iPhone, iPad, or Android device. I'm Arnie Wenske. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more great programming from Audio Journal.
Hello once again, Audio Journal listeners. My name is Bill Ruggiero, giving you the latest weather forecast for Monday, August 3rd, 2026. For today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with heavy rains and thunderstorms throughout the day. Highs near 81 degrees. For tonight, warm and humid with showers likely early. Otherwise, becoming mostly cloudy skies, warm and humid. Lows will be near in the lower 70s. Now for your Tuesday is calm for mostly sunny skies. Highs Tuesday in the upper 80s. Tuesday night, mostly clear skies, warm and humid. Lows will be in the upper 70s. And the outlook for Wednesday is calm for hazy, warm, and humid with scattered afternoon thunderstorms on Wednesday, highs Wednesday up in the upper 80s. Wednesday night, warm and humid with scattered thunderstorms late. Lows will be in the mid 70s. And the outlook for Thursday is calm for mostly sunny skies. Highs Thursday in the lower 90s. That, folks, is your latest weather forecast for today, Monday, August 3rd, 2026. This has been Bill Ruggiero saying have a good and happy day, everybody, and please stay tuned for more programming up next on Audio Journal. Take it easy. Have a great Monday, everybody. Bye.
What's your vision?
My vision's 20/200.
Light perception in the right eye and zero vision in the left eye.
20/200 at best on my left eye, and on my right eye, I cannot.
No. I mean, what's your vision?
My goal is to become a journalist.
To be able to work.
Financial independence.
My vision is employment opportunities for all, including people with disabilities.
My vision is for all of my students to dream big.
That he become fully independent.
For my patients to live their best lives.
What's your vision?
What's your vision?
What is your vision?
At the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind, our vision is clear. We believe that all people who are blind or visually impaired should have the opportunity to work and thrive. To learn how we can help you meet your employment or workforce goals, call 800-392-6450 or visit mass.gov/MCB.